brother.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a market private research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. But this morning, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. We're not trying to sell you anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
This is just a yes or no question, ma'am.
I said no.
Okay. And thank you so much for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? I'm definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote, or I am somewhat likely to vote.
I am definitely likely to vote.
And what is your age?
Over 70.
Generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Travis County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
They've gone off on the wrong track.
When voters go to polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide.
No kidding.
You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you will vote. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Mileage, and the ballot reads, show the county of Grand Travis impose a new property tax of 0.65 cents per 1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This mileage will raise an estimate $4.3 million in the first year. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this proposal?
I don't know.
Since a ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trail and plan and construct new trails in Grand Travis County for public use. It would be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor or no against this proposal?
This is the first I've heard of it, and I need to research it.
Okay. All from the answers I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you, ma'am? Definitely vote yes, probably vote yes.
I don't know.
Okay,
first
fine.
I ever heard of it.
If that's your answer, that's fine, ma'am. We'll just continue to the next one. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Are you human or a recorder?
Thank you for the compliment. No, I'm a human, but I am required to read verbatim, even if some of the answers might sound repeatedly, but I am required to read every single one verbatim, ma'am. I cannot skip them or add to them. I just have to read them like they've been written.
Well, I research because I don't take anybody's word for proposals. I've been duped before, and I am not committing, well, not that you can hold my feet to the fire, but based on what you've said, I would likely vote for it.
As mentioned in this proposal, would raise.
Here we go. Gotcha.
Yes. I have to ask the other question, ma'am. Now, as mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trail and plan and construct New Trail Grand, Travis County, it would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Here's the first one. I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Or I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Or I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Or I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year.